أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله. In the previous ayats, we read of the condition of the true believers who even pledged themselves to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they make bayat and they will follow all the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and consequently what the result of that will be in the akhirat. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of an incident which is called Sulh Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. This took place in the 6th year of Hijri. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam intended to go for Umrah, but he apprehended that the Quraysh will not permit him to enter into Makkah Sharif because they had suffered great losses in the battles of Badr, battles of Uhud, and they are feeling very depressed and down about that, so they won't allow the Muslims to make Umrah. Also, that it was feared that because of their sufferings and losses and their humiliation in the past, that they will take advantage of this situation that the Muslims are coming for Umrah, they are without arms and without ammunition, and they are far from their hometown of Medina. It will be an easy target for a mighty power like the mighty power of Quraysh to overpower them and take revenge of what had happened before. So for that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged all the Bedouins who are living in Tri, in the villages, etc., that they must also join, and a huge amount of people will be going for Umrah. This will deter the Quraysh from thinking of making jihad or stopping the Muslims. But the vast majority of the Bedouins who are of weak iman did not join Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they made excuses. So for that Allah Ta'ala says, سَيَقُولُ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ اب کہیں گے پیچھے رہ گئے ہوئے. Those people who stayed back, who did not join you on this expedition for this Umrah, and also the people of Makkah eventually did not allow, so to say, they did not give visas for Umrah. And there wasn't warfare, but a peace treaty was made, which is known as the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. In that, though the apparent conditions all appeared to be against Muslims, and Muslims had suffered a loss, but Allah Ta'ala revealed the surah, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. We have given you great, great openings by this peace treaty. Amongst them was that Khaybar, which was a fort of the Jews, will fall to the Muslims, and all the wealth of that will come to the Muslims. And then ahead, Makkah will fall at the hands of Muslims. Hunain will fall at the hands of Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala made it such that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from Hudaybiyah, they attacked Khaybar and they conquered it. And announcement was made that only those people who joined us for Umrah to Hudaybiyah, only they are allowed to partake in this jihad, and only they will get the booty of the war. Now the Bedouins felt very bad that here was an easy target and we could have got so much, we have lost out. But they were said, under no circumstances will you be allowed to join here or to get the booty of war. But next, the conquest of Makkah will take place. There you will be allowed to join. So Allah Ta'ala says, these people who had stayed for back, إِذَنْ طَلَقْتُمْ إِلَىٰ مَغَانِمَ لِتَأَخُذُوهَا. جَبْ تُمْ چَلُوا گِ غَنِيمَتِ لَيْنِ كُو. When you will now go forward to collect the great spoils of war and the booty of war, and you will be greatly victorious, they will say, ذَرُونَا نَتَّبِعِكُمْ. چھوڑو ہم بھی چلے تمہارے ساتھ. They will say, we also wish to go with you in the jihad. But when they were called to go and join for the Umrah, that they refused. And now where they see there is a lot of dunya, lot of wealth coming, then there they wanted to follow.
So Allah Ta'ala, they will ask this permission. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُبَدِّلُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ چاہتے ہیں کہ بدل دے اللہ کا کہا. They try and change the commands of Allah. Allah said, where you have to join, join there. And where Allah said, you must stay back, you must stay back. But they tried and changed it. That where they had to join the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for Umrah, they did not join. And where they were told to stay back, there they wanted to join. قُلْ لَن تَتَّبِعُونَا كَذَلِكُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. تو کہہ دے کہ تم ہمارے ساتھ ہرگیز نہ چلو گے. یوں ہی کہہ دیا اللہ نے پہلے سے. Say to them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be firm that you will never be given permission to join us in the expedition of Khaybar. Thus you will not be getting permission at all. Allah has declared this and made it His law. فَسَيَقُولُونَ بَلْ تَحْسُدُونَنَا. پھر اب کہیں گے کہ نہیں تم چلتے ہو ہمارے فائدے سے. Then now they will say that you people who are moving, but you are not, we are not getting any benefit in your going for this Khaybar. We are also Muslims, we must also get benefit. But when they were told to go out in the path of Allah at the beginning, then they refused. وَالْكَانُوا لَا يَفْقَهُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. کوئی نہیں پر وہ نہیں سمجھتے ہیں مگر تھوڑا سا. It's nothing else but that they don't understand. Their understanding is very small. Their correct understanding is, today also for us, whatever Allah's commandments are, follow those commandments, obey those commandments. In there is your goodness. قُلْ لِلْمُخَلَّفِينَ مِنَ الْعَارَابِ. کہہ دے پیچھے رہ جانے والے گواروں سے. Say to these Bedouins who were left behind and who did not want to join in the expedition for the Umrah, announce and say to them, سَتُدْعَوْنَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. آئندہ تم کو بلائیں گے ایک قوم پر بڑے سخت لڑنے والے. Yes, you will be called and you will be given the opportunity to join in jihad again in the future, and that will be against a very strong nation, that is the Quraysh of Makkah. When Fatha Makkah will take place, you will be called to join and come and take part in that expedition. تُقَاتِلُونَهُمْ أَوْ يُسْلِمُونَ. تم ان سے لڑو گے یا وہ مسلمان ہوں گے. Either you will fight them and we will conquer Makkah, or either those people will submit and become Muslims and they will surrender Makkah. And that is what happened, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah without a single drop of blood being shed. And the people of Makkah, by and large, all started accepting Islam, and the conquest was not only of the land of Makkah, but the hearts of the people of Makkah as well. فَإِن تُطِعُوا يُؤْتِكُمُ اللَّهُ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. پھر اگر حکم مانو گے دے گا تم کو اللہ بدلہ اچھا. If you will be obedient to the commands of Allah, and then at that time when you will be called, if you will respond to the call, then you will get a great reward from Allah. Allah will reward you. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا كَمَا تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. اور اگر پلٹ جاؤ گے جیسے پلٹ گئے تھے پہلے بار, دے گا تم کو اللہ عذاب درناک. And if you will turn around, and if you went to tawallu, and if you will disobey, and you will turn around, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will punish you a severe punishment. And all this command is for those people who are hale and healthy, those who cannot manage. Laysa alal a'ma haraj, andhe par takleef nahi. A person who is blind is not responsible to go out in jihad. He is excused. Wala alal a'raji haraj, or na langre par takleef. And neither is there any guna on the person who is crippled, who is paralyzed, who cannot walk. Wala alal marid haraj, or na bimar par takleef. And neither on the person who is ill and who cannot go out in jihad. And in the rule basically is, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. اور جو کوئی حکم مانے اللہ کا اور اس کے رسول کا. Whoever will obey the commandments of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. اس کو داخل کرے گا باغوں میں جن کے نیچے بہتی ہیں نہریں. Allah will make them enter into gardens beneath which there are rivers flowing, the beautiful great gardens of Jannah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ يُعَذِّبْهُ عَذَابًا عَذِيمًا. Or جو کوئی پلٹ جاوے گا اس کو عذاب دے گا درناک. And whoever will turn around and not obey the commandments of Allah, Allah will give them a severe punishment. So the lesson here for us to learn, when we are called on the commands of Allah, and usually at the beginning when it is hard, obey those commands, there is goodness in there. And when things are smooth sailing, and then you just want to join. Like for example, we are traveling with some friends, and nobody is making namaz. Now it's hard for one person alone to take time and make namaz, but that is a great reward from Allah Ta'ala. If the whole group, 4 or 5 people, all are namazis, and they all make namaz, it is easy to make namaz. But when no one is prepared to make, and they are telling you, you're wasting our time also, and you want to make your namaz, that has got great reward by Allah Ta'ala. Whenever you go against the odds, that has got greater value by Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا